It's been nearly 4 months since the repeal of North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill, which restricted access to public restrooms for transgender people. That bill sparked protests and also economic consequences as sports organizations and businesses withdrew from North Carolina. Now, Texas may be treading into similar waters. Proposed legislation similar to the North Carolina bill is being debated by Texas senators today in a special session, and members of the public are getting a chance to testify. Mark P. Jones is a fellow in political science at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy, and he joins me now. Professor Jones, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
This proposed legislation in Texas, this bathroom bill, do we know if it's similar to North Carolina and what it would do?
Well, it's relatively similar to North Carolina in that it does two things. First, it restricts in public buildings people's use of bathrooms and locker rooms to what's on their birth certificate, that is their biological sex. It also would gut non-discrimination ordinances throughout Texas in cities and counties that require accommodation for transgender people in the use of restrooms in restaurants, hotels, and other places that are of public access.
So that means if a city or a locality in Texas wants to have a non-discrimination ordinance, this would negate it.
Yeah, it would negate any future ones, and it would also gut the more than two dozen existing ones throughout the state in cities like Dallas and San Antonio and Bexar County, and particularly with Bexar County and San Antonio being important because that's where the NCAA Final Four is going to be held in March of 2018.
And with the NCAA Final Four coming to Texas, I mean, this is exactly what was going on in North Carolina, Mark P. Jones. Do lawmakers in Texas see the North Carolina example, and are there any fears that they're walking into a form of public and corporate protest that could make a lot of money go away from their state? It did in North Carolina.
Right. There are tremendous fears, especially in the Texas business community, that if this bill passes, that it would result in the loss of convention business. It would result in the cancellation of sporting events like the Final Four, and it would result in reduced corporate relocations and investment in the state, especially in the growing tech sector. But this is really part of a broader split within the Republican Party, where the moderate wing sees that completely and is up trying to oppose this, but the movement conservative or Tea Party wing doesn't really care.
It sounds almost as simple, Mark P. Jones, as the movement conservative wing picking a fight.
Very much so. This bill is really a manufactured issue. It was manufactured by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick as a way to bolster his conservative or social conservative bona fides among Republican primary voters.
Sure, but I'm also sure that a lot of conservatives in North Carolina had a very similar idea when they passed a very similar law. They wound up backing down when some very, very big money and some very bad PR hit their state. I mean, that kind of politics is just as real.
Right. And I think part of it, if you look at it from a cynical perspective, the lieutenant governor, as well as his supporters, can have their cake and eat it too. That is, he's going to gain a lot of support among social conservatives for fighting what they consider to be the good fight on this a values issue. On the other hand, since the Speaker of the Texas House, Joe Strauss, is a centrist conservative moderate, he's going to use his control of the House to block this legislation. You know, in some ways, we're dealing with political theater where social conservatives are pushing this legislation, and it's going to fly out of the Senate with full passage. Regardless of the testimony of people today, that's falling on deaf ears. The conservative majority on that committee is going to pass this legislation. It's going to go to the Senate floor. It's going to get kicked out of the Senate and sent over to the House next week. But in the House, it's likely to die.
So what you're saying, Mark Jones, is that the key to picking a political fight is making sure you never have to take a punch.
Exactly. So Lieutenant Governor Patrick will be able to claim to social conservatives that he did everything possible to try to get this legislation that they like passed, but he's not going to have to pay the bill among business leaders or convention groups in Houston and Dallas and San Antonio and Austin who come to him next year when saying our business is down 20% because you passed this legislation. So it's a tightrope act. That is, if the speaker said, I've had it with y'all, I'm going to let it go through, I think that the lieutenant governor would be like the dog that catches the car and not really know what to do with it.
Mark P. Jones is a fellow in political science at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy. Mark P. Jones, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.